Sometimes I wonder what I would preach about if it weren't for bad commercials. Today I want to start with one that I don't even know what the product is, which happens a lot. But the commercial shows a teenage boy with his friends rushing out of the building, and they're all having fun. And along behind them comes a woman with a stroller, and she's struggling with the door. And this teenage boy kind of looks around and thinks, I better go back. And he goes back and holds the door for her. And then she comes out, and he goes and rejoins his friends. Now, it's wonderful so far that here's this sort of encouragement of just do the right thing. This is the kind thing to do. It's the polite thing to do. But here's where it goes awry. When he rejoins his friends, he gets a big smile from the prettiest girl there. She approves of his being nice. And I don't know, with me, it kind of feels like the altruism of the act is lost. Because now we see, look, it'll get you the girl. This act of kindness, which we don't have enough of, this act of kindness suddenly shifts a little bit from being a gift to being a transaction. Be nice. It'll get you something. We particularly struggle in our American culture because we're not crazy about accepting gifts. We like to be self-reliant. We don't like to depend on anyone else. And so our whole culture actually in some mild ways prefers transactions to gifts. The thought of doing something for nothing or getting something for nothing makes us a little nervous. Sometimes it even makes us indignant. Because our culture is, as I said, in a way it is based on transactions. It's a mindset. It's a frame of reference that means we have trouble understanding the concept of grace. We always think that whatever we get from God, we should have to earn it. But here's the thing. Grace is a gift. It is not a transaction. And grace is not a zero-sum game. Just because I get some doesn't mean someone else gets less. We have a story today in our gospel of workers in the vineyard, some of them indignant, but it helps to show us that the grace of God, God's decision to save us and to favor us, is a gift and it is not a paycheck. Life with God is a gift and not a transaction. Now, especially if you're in business, or even if you're just generally kind of a competitive person, this story makes you kind of mad. We have these hardworking, good people who showed up early in the day. And they get the same reward as the people who came at the last minute. It bugs us. It just doesn't seem fair. And the unfairness of that kind of arrangement sometimes can even push us to having a discomfort with receiving gifts in general. How often have you been sort of slightly embarrassed because somebody got you a gift at Christmas and you didn't get them anything? But it's a gift. It's not an exchange. Sometimes we take this nervousness or this anxiety about receiving gifts, sometimes we take it to an extreme. In the book Altruism that I've talked about a great deal, there is a passage that talks about quantified reciprocity. Keeping tabs on what someone does for you so that you can adequately do something back for them. There is a culture in Africa, a people, and this is what the author says, where a person might, against the owner's will, pl- plow his field or repair his roof while his back is turned. In the aim of imposing a debt of gratitude on him that will unfailingly be demanded when needed. So it's like, they're away from home, I'm going to go fix their roof, and then they're going to owe me something. That makes me a little crazy, but it's kind of an extreme version of what we do. We think we have to do everything quid pro quo. They did something for me, so I better do something for them. The anthropologist who studied these people said, at one time I have seen so many men thatching a roof that the whole roof was in danger of collapsing. And the protests of the owner were of no avail. You know, I mean, it makes us laugh, and it is an extreme, but it's kind of the anxiety that we get when somebody does something and we feel the need to pay them back. But this parable that we have today in the gospel is a whole new frame of reference. It doesn't fit with our usual system. It is what one author calls an alternative social order, a place where all are equal before God, deserving or undeserving, early riser or latecomer. Gift, not transaction. Part of the parable's lesson is that God's people work in the vineyard because it is the thing to do. It is the good thing to do. They do it for that reason, not because of the prospect or size of a paycheck. I wish the commercial held its ground and encouraged teenagers to hold the door because it's the thing to do, not to get the girl. But this whole story of the vineyard, it just doesn't feel fair. I don't know about you, but it kind of reminds me of the prodigal son, where the elder son, who has done everything right, is not treated any better than the one who went away and squandered his inheritance. It is not fair. It isn't fair, if we think of it as a transaction. But when we do that, we're applying rules of human exchanges to the incomprehensible grace of God. And again, grace is not a zero-sum game. The grace of God is a gift, not a paycheck. Life with God is a gift, not a transaction. This parable is about the generosity of God. Not paychecks, but gifts. Grace, with no distinction between the deserving and undeserving. And even if such a distinction exists, it's not ours to make. It is God's. The key is that we are to celebrate the salvation and the grace given to others. The fact that they have it doesn't mean that we get less. Their paycheck doesn't affect the size of yours or mine. God chooses to pay the workers as God chooses. God chooses whom to save, whom to favor. And if God chooses to include someone in salvation, a Christian whose theology you abhor, a Muslim, a Jew, a non-believer, if God chooses to include them, you should rejoice. It costs you nothing. We rejoice if more are saved. Even if we perceive that we got on the job first or that we deserve more. There is a quotation I love by poet Maya Angelou. And she says this, "You can't use up creativity. The more you use, the more you have." The same applies to grace. The more you use, the more you have. Your being gracious to others doesn't mean that you will have less, but that you will have more. Grace is not a zero-sum game. Like creativity, you can't use it up. The more you use, the more you have.